This is Wade Rathje with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Urban League study of New Orleans finds that the racial income gap has widened. Median income for black New Orleanians is about $25,000, and for whites it is now $60,000. Half of working-age black men are unemployed. White families making over $100,000 are up from 20 to 30%, and African Americans are still at 7%. 44% of the city's black families make less than $21,000 per year. Riots in Arizona that forced the relocation of over 1,000 prisoners have pushed a private prison operator out of their contract. About 58% of all mentions of Donald Trump, Republican presidential candidate, in mainstream media have focused on immigration, while on Spanish language news programs, the proportion is almost 80%. Gap, the clothing seller, says it will phase out on-call irregular scheduling for its workers. The appeals courts have reversed nearly $24 million in damage awards in two suits over wage theft by Tyson Foods in two plants in Nebraska. New data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that showed that the nutritional profile of meals in the nation's public schools have improved substantially since higher government standards went into effect in 2012. Nearly 80% of schools offered two or more vegetables a meal in 2014. The data showed up from 62% in 2000. Two or more fruits were offered in about 78% of schools, up from 68% in 2000. The NLRB issued a new ruling that substantially alters the definition of joint employer status, which could alter the collective bargaining relationships, allowing unions to force larger companies to the table if they have substantial control of working conditions. The decision could also make parent companies liable for actions of its franchisees, which would be important in fast food and elsewhere. Planned Parenthood has given congressional leaders and a committee that's investigating allegations of criminality at its clinics an analysis it commissioned, concluding that manipulation of undercover videos by abortion opponents make those recordings unreliable for any official inquiry. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathje, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.